CliffCentral.com.
See, I should have been a bass player. I had that right, huh?
That's a remix.
Yeah, it's my remix.
There you go.
Isn't that from the 50 Shades Darker movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a waste of time that is. I still haven't seen the original 50 Shades.
Don't bother.
No, I don't think I will. Thanks.
And I don't think you should even try with this new one. I haven't even given it a try.
Nah. Davezo, head on in here, dude.
Talk about the names and the nicknames. Now you're giving Davezo. Davezozo.
Dave Levinson. Now listen, if you missed Friday's show, this is a podcast you got to listen to. You guys were on fire on Friday. I don't know if it was because you were sitting all on your own in an empty Sexpo waiting.
That is pretty much sex. Yeah. What sex is like for comedians.
It is.
We're just sitting there.
You're sitting there on your own.
It was an energy maybe brought on by the sort of latent sexual lavish, what do you call it? Salacious.
Or lasciviousness.
The thing is, we were in like a little section called the Man Cave, which had four cars parked there. So in the distant background, out of focus, like one of those actors on a goalie, there were dildos. So it was latent. And not latex.
You guys did a two-hour show. It was
thank you
funny from beginning to end. I listened to the whole thing.
But those are quality dudes. Glenn Biederman, Pam, young, smart, and thinking.
Very funny.
They're not like you said it. The intelligence of the comedian. But he's a smart man, and he wants to do business and comedy. Richelieu Benoit won the roast battle recently, and then Martin Evans is just also cheeky and smart and
very funny people.
Funny guy.
It was. You know what I love about that show. And we'll talk about other things in a moment, but I just think that it's like being let in behind the scenes to what you guys do when you're not performing. And you're just as funny, but it's much more natural and real.
Well, I would like that as the blurb for the show, like really a little bit, not fly on the wall, behind the scenes, but that exact thing. Like, what do we talk about when we're, because people do that, they have assumptions. Are you guys depressed? What do you guys talk about? Are you always funny? All these questions get asked. Yeah. So they're going to be answered on the podcast. When you see someone, we have feelings about things, and we try and be serious.
You talk about other comedians, and you sometimes say nice things and sometimes terrible things.
60-40.
But I love that, because that's how it really is. I mean, you know, in families, that's how people are.
So we are like a very just functional,
totally dysfunctional
family that gets paid to talk about each other.
And you guys are like, hey, have you heard about this one? He's on drugs.
No, there wasn't much filter there, hey?
Yeah. Did you hear about this guy? He really screwed up the other night. Crowd walked out on him.
Can you imagine if all industries were that honest and just got on with it?
Well, I was in Texas.
Yes, how was your trip for the future?
Well, I thought of you because I met Doug Stanhope.
Yes, Doug Stanhope.
Now, I've loved Doug Stanhope for the longest time, but I never thought I'd see him. And then I looked at the schedule. And on the one night, he was hosting a bunch of other comedians.
So, just a normal comedy night?
No, a little place. We got there really early, so we stood in the queue, and we got seats right up front. And Doug came out and had a cigarette. So I walked up to him and said, you know, Doug, you're like George Carlin's retarded grandson, and I've listened to you for a long time, and I know how much shit you've been through.
And you just went up to him afterwards and chatted?
This is before his show.
Oh, I see.
And he said, oh, you know, it's all a charade. You know, it's not really. He seems to me like he's always real. He went up on stage.
Those comedians aren't the ones that often make it, hey?
I know. And this guy has had his ups and downs. But he went up on stage and the first, like he didn't really even have to do a set. He just was introducing the other comedians. But he told this funny story, and it was hugely offensive, like massively, massively, massively offensive. And then, you know, some people laughed and some people didn't. He just didn't care. Then he came back out the second time after the first comedian had been on, and he said, I got nothing.
I got nothing. If you don't like that.
I have
that.
Nothing to say to you fucking people. And he looked at us and you could see he really didn't have anything funny to say. No, he just went back. He said, I'm going to drink some more. I'll probably come up with something in the next while. And he went backstage and he drank some more with his friends. And then when he came back out, he was funny again. But I thought about him, and I thought about you, and I thought about a whole lot of other people who are funny and do this for a living, and it's a tough business. But you got to have a whole lot of material sometimes. It happens off the cuff, and you forget it. and I'm sure that Doug Stanhope forgets a lot of stuff because he's drunk all the time.
How old is he?
I don't know. He must be. Yeah, he must have been on the other side.
Probably looks more because of the smoking and
he looks
life.
Better than I thought he would. I thought he would look really terrible because he doesn't stop smoking and drinking at all.
But it's even the mentioning the name like that, Doug Stanhope. So now you've mentioned it, people. I want them to go and find these clips and go and see. There's an other side to comedy. It's not all what we've got here. This Leon Schuster, Eddie Eckstein, Barry Hilton. You know, that's what we've got here. Go and see these others. These left field.
And nothing is better. Neither is better or worse.
No,
than
there's
the
nothing.
Other.
I've laughed at Leon Schuster. It's not his fault that the market followed that.
Yeah, sure.
It's not my fault either that I chose not to do a fall down pie face kind of humor.
Right.
I mean, I've done jokes where I thought in the car on the way to the gig, whatever set I'd written wasn't good enough, and then I changed my mind as I got out of the car walking into the gig, to go, okay, don't talk about the avocado. Talk about this. Then it's not working. And I look at the audience and go, sorry, listen, I tried this. I wrote it on the way here. I'm trying this out. But how many other jobs can you do? Imagine if you were Nucleus and you're like, I was just trying this thing.
We blew up the world. But
listen, hey, I thought I was on my feet. I thought about it. Bygones. My bad.
I heard something really interesting. I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast from years ago when he took on a comedian. There was a situation. Daniel Tosh went out and did a show. I don't know if you've heard about this.
I know Daniel Tosh. I mean, okay. He pushes it
he's
on
edgy.
Purpose.
Yeah, he's edgy. So he goes out and he says to the audience, all right, what do you want me to talk about? Which is terrifying, right? He goes, what do you want to talk about? So someone screams from the audience, rape.
Sure.
So he starts listing the reasons why rape's a bad thing, which is funny. Because he's saying things that are obvious.
Obvious things. Shouldn't you know this?
And it's ironic, right? And some woman gets up in a temper and starts saying to him, you can never joke about rape. Yeah. She then goes home and she writes a blog and it goes viral. And some other comedian, I don't know what the dude's name is, stands up for this heckler against Daniel Tosh and says, yeah, you know, he's part of rape culture and all this shit.
So you made the mistake of leaving comments on.
Correct. And it turned into this thing. And Joe Rogan actually took this guy. He asked him to come in. And he sat down with him and he told him why he's a disaster and why he doesn't understand comedy and why he should have stood up for Daniel Tosh and not for this crazy woman who should learn to shut up.
We did an AIDS benefit. It was every year this guy would get together. His name is something Perry Matthew. I don't know Matthew. Mm. But he got university money from
Matthew
Stellenbosch.
Wow, he's really disappeared.
From friends. He's bloated a bit.
It's gone bad.
But he would put up this Professor Jimmy Earl Perry. And he would put on the show once a year that he would get money from the university and would raise money for AIDS charities and for AIDS research. Yeah. And Solly Philander was the host. Mm-hmm. So Solly comes out and he's been on stage for, I'd say, about 8 seconds. And he goes, we're going to have a great show tonight. We've got lovely bands on. We've got dancers. And then we've got a comedian on the thing. And then this woman stood up. She said, you can't joke about AIDS.
Oy.
So Solly, I haven't said any, the comedian's going to come on, and his name's Dave Levinson. She said, no, you can't joke. And she had the T-shirt on and the whole thing.
Was she standing in the crowd?
Stood far back in. This is at the Cape, Arts Cape.
You really, massive. If you're that stupid, you shouldn't be allowed into.
No, but certain
into
people
places.
Have triggers to words.
No, but Dave, no, grow up. You're not allowed to.
You can't make jokes about AIDS. So he said, and you know how he handled it so well. I don't know if you know Solly Philander.
He's very smart.
He just absorbed it. And he went and he got her on stage and he gave her a hug and he said, we don't have to be scared of this disease. We must laugh because that's what the Lord – it gave it a bit of a religious vibe.
Okay.
So then when I came on stage, you must know the tense vibe that I –
what
talk
a horrible
about being
intro.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Like, hi, everyone. Hi. And I just joked about my feet. I don't know. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, but you see,
I was fucked.
If you're too, emotional, comedy club's not for you. Joe Rogan was saying, if the music's too loud, maybe a rock concert's not for you. You can't go into the environment
that's not on the poster.
And force everyone else to bend to your triggers.
I said something about Top TV, and the lady there from Top TV is now called StarSat.
Yeah.
And she said, "You're making fun of Top TV." I said, "No, I wasn't making fun of Top TV.
Oh, for God's sake.
How can I make fun of it? Listen to what I was saying. I was saying,
you can make fun of it by turning it on.
A lot of men.
Because I had StarSat. I don't even know where my whether it works or not.
Your decoder's behind the couch.
Yeah.
But now this program's being made for StarSat. They're developing content.
Sure.
But now she says, "You made fun of Top TV." I said, "Never." I said, "I made fun of the man buying Top TV because you promised him porn.
Mm.
And that was his contract with you and him. You said you were going to give me porn. I bought your system.
Yeah,
there was no point of taking
this
it back.
This is the thing that
and
Rogan,
the embarrassment of returning it.
Rogan brought up this woman. She's a TV talk show host now. She used to be in comedy. And he it
Kathy
was his
Griffin.
No, I can't remember who she is. He got up on stage. No, sorry, he was sitting in the crowd and he saw this woman had rules. Like if you came and did her comedy club, you weren't allowed to tell sexist jokes and so on. And he saw a young comedian who was very nervous. This guy got up on stage and he was actually doing a pretty good job and the audience were loving him. And he said, "You know, I always open the door for my hooker when I say goodbye to her." And this woman came up on stage and
she walked on stage and said,
"Nah, I'm shutting you down." And his punchline was always, and he really appreciates that.
Yes. She's fucked
but
up
she
his
was
line.
Already going, he's sexist and without hearing that was the punchline and it had nothing to do with sex.
When someone says to me, I do these corporate functions, they say, "Don't be sexist, don't be racist, don't know religion." So I'll say to her, like 50% of the population are women. So you cut off 50% of my jokes. It's not about, I'm not joking
because
about
because, of course,
women.
Any joke about women is
about
going
life,
to be regarded by someone who's sensitive to it as sexist.
So that's 50% of my stuff. And then, so that's sexist. Then religion, what about my religion? Have you not considered that I might be religious?
You didn't ask me. Or that I'm not religious and that all religion offends me.
Yeah. And then also that the percentage of the planet that are different color to you.
Mm.
Now you're going to just say they don't exist by not even mentioning them?
But this is where political correctness takes us.
American
anyway,
Indians.
I didn't want to get into this with you, but it was just on my mind because
listen,
I was
Gareth, if you're thinking about me while you in Texas, I'm happy.
So, Dave, you want to rename the show or something?
Well,
that's
you know what happened?
We
inherited the show. Have you ever dated like someone, your friend's girlfriend,
and they talk about him, so to speak? Yeah, sure.
She's always talking about him.
She says him, and every time she mentions him, you get a bit of a chill.
Like, I inherited a show, and Eric and I have actually, we've now become, we never knew each other before the show. I don't know if you knew that. Like,
well,
I kind of knew of him.
For a while, Eric was really like your servant on the show.
He never fetched me coffee.
You made him wear stupid stuff. And
no, that he does by himself.
No.
I just want to point that out,
I
Ben.
Felt sorry for him.
Have you seen what he wears? I do not have a uniform. Oh, Levinson and Levinson.
You do. You made him wear your Levinson and Levinson t-shirt.
He's like, what about me? Do you also want one?
No.
I thought you meant, are you speaking in third person? Listen, I can get you. What's
seizing the opportunity?
No, I don't want
but
one.
But have you ever rented a car and then you put the windscreen wipers on and then the hooter goes on? Like, it just doesn't fit.
It's not your car.
Not your car. Right. So your indicator on this side, there's on that.
Okay, so we're going to rename it, rebrand it.
And I thought we'd not even rebrand it, but just have some stickiness to the thing because no one really knows what you've said now actually sums it up. We're
so what are you
talking about comedy?
What are you asking? Do you want the audience to come up with something?
We don't have an audience. So I come on the big popular show. I'll come on your show when your guests don't arrive. And we'll talk about like, this is the one that we listen to, right? So we come onto this one and say, you guys have got the app. You guys are into this. You understand. I'm talking to them. They know how this works.
Yeah.
The guys I've spoken to, like, can you download the app, please? No, it's going to clutter my phone.
Oh, for God's sake. Who are these people?
Give me your phone. Let me scroll through the shit you've got in there.
Right, and they've clutter. Probably got, they got Tinder.
Let me clutter your phone with some educational stuff. Let me clutter your phone with economic news. You've got a lot of serious stuff. I think that hour of ours, someone said, geez, that hour is chaos. You guys are fucking mad. I said, it has to be. Our hour has to take everything and go, and then we can go back to talking about land things and Zimbabwe and made. Mm. And,
yeah, we've got news shows and business shows.
And you've got proper political views. So we come in here and we literally let it go. Like the valve is open.
You're having fun.
We talk shit. So we want people to know that we're still there. We're not going to change anything that's in the show, but we'd like them to maybe come up with a name of what they think the show is. And then we also get a bit of a knowledge of what do they think this thing is.
So something, maybe it's too obvious and literal, but like comics about comics.
We want to call it combiz or something.
Comical relief. I don't like combiz. That sounds terrible.
Slop, slap, schlip.
No.
Schlitz.
How about the shits?
The shiz.
I
suppose there's a million podcasts out there already. that own that name?
You never know. I mean, listen, it's true that there are a lot of podcasts. Some of them have 3 listeners. Some of them have 20. Some of them have 100.
But there's no registration things in terms of those. If someone...
No.
So your name, Joe Rogan, would be, you'd be able to copyright that.
Yeah. And listen, comedians seem to have the most successful podcasts of all. So you guys should...
Listen to, what's his name, the Irish guy?
Who?
Maron.
I don't know who you're talking about.
True.
I'll get a few. He's got the most massive amount of, like, something like 3.6 million people listening to his podcast.
Wow.
So you must know the amount of... he doesn't have any product on there. Just on. Mark Maron.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but I know who he is.
But that's the other thing. Like, we've been given this opportunity to do this thing.
Yeah.
So whether we want sponsors or whatever it is, it's not about that. We're going to keep doing what we're doing.
No, we want sponsors.
There's such a resurgence in comedy, and we haven't even scratched the surface yet. We've still got writers coming out.
It's all about the sponsors.
Yeah, we want some sponsors. We want people to know that if they do want to sponsor it, they can come to us and say, we'll take the whole name for the year. You know, you can call it the Lexus Midrand Toyota.
What about a liquor company? I mean, they really should be on board. It's 9 in the morning.
You just talk about Sexpo. A liquor company could actually be someone that has a booth that just licks
just
you.
Licks people.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have enough money.
It's my idea.
Sure. They're not going to have enough money to sponsor you. Forget. Just shelve that for the moment, if you don't mind.
Did you see... oh, that machine.
We need the machine with the tongues.
Yeah, that was on...
it's an amazing...
it was on Thingy's show. On, what's his face?
Jonty.
Did Jonty have it on his show?
Well, of course. It's the sex show. I'm sure he would have.
Did he have the machine in the studio?
I think so.
Because you've got to get some sort of Dettol wet wipes kind of thing on that. If you just leave it...
Well, it's
you can just see
let me explain to everybody what you're talking about. Okay, hang on, because you're leaving people behind.
Think about a chainsaw.
What it is, it's a conveyor belt, a mini conveyor belt that runs at sort of pelvic level.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine a conveyor belt, but it's got
it over it, but
it's got little tongues on it, like little pieces of
28 tongues.
28 tongues.
Ooh. You sit like you see now, and then you
and you switch it on, and it goes, and the tongues start going around and around. So if you're a woman and
you spread
your legs and you lie at the end of this tongue machine, you'll have 28 tongues per revolution.
But question: what are these tongues made out of?
The same stuff that a dildo or a...
But the thing is, a tongue at speed is just a slap. I know that.
Yeah, can you set the speed?
Yeah, you got to set it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I assume you lubricate each tongue.
Well,
you would have to. What would happen is underneath, they would probably be dipping into some lube or something.
Ooh.
And then on top, they'd be drying out again.
When you say or something, that's when you lost
it. So they're slathering.
I'm going to find you the video.
They're slathering this thing with stuff. I'll find the video for you.
That is quite an operation.
The tongue licking machine. Just hold it up to the microphone.
The chainsaw thing.
Oh, is this Howard Stern?
And it's got a million tongues on it.
But now got two people trying it out.
What do they squat near it?
Annie's going to demonstrate it for you. She's going to sit in front
of
it.
Look how nice the American is. Annie's going to demonstrate it for you. Like they're selling cake.
Yeah, it is. It's like, let me show you how. This is how it works.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. See, those are vaginas.
I haven't seen those in a while
since the one you came out of.
I didn't even come out of one.
All right, but we digress.
Yes, so the show. I would like people to also, it gives me an opportunity to say, who's listening to this thing? Why are we doing this? Can we come up with a name? And then also, can you download the app and just show us that you've downloaded the app to say, here's me. I think it should be called this. So don't just take a screen grab.
Okay.
But point at it. Let us see your face. Also, with our WhatsApp thing, we're finding people from Holland, London, Jamaica. And now they could be talking shit. It could be from Midrand.
Yeah.
But you don't know. But it's WhatsApp. So you kind of, we want to get that those few, like some guy is listened to every single episode.
I would love that.
What do you call
that?
Them? Every single cast.
Yeah, there are people who download like 20 episodes and they binge on a lot of them. And your show's only an hour long, so if you've
there's
a guy who messaged us this morning. I think it's Temba. He's driving from Mthatha to Johannesburg, so he's got about a 950 kilometer drive,
and so he'll load up about 10.
He's going to listen to us for 9 hours today.
And you know, if you can explain this,
I'm actually driving down to Cape Town soonish.
Oh, we're going to stop. We're going to go all the way through
Bloemfontein. So I'm going to play Bloemfontein golf course.
That's too close. Oh, okay.
It's probably my whole top 100 thing.
If I could explain how this podcast works to my mom, that's when you're winning, because she's the most stubborn, angry.
How is that old bitch?
She wants her shirt back.
How is she?
I always open the door for her.
I love the way you discussed your mom being depressed and then how you used to make her laugh as a kid.
Yeah.
That was, for me, very, very interesting.
It's almost like that's the last resort.
Yeah, that's,
you just go in there, I'll make you laugh,
right,
and then you can take your happy pills at the doctor later.
Right, and that's what a caring son you were. You went into comedy.
I stopped.
No, well, your whole
now
life.
She's just become the subject of the jokes.
Thanks, Mom.
But you must get her in on one of the shows.
She won't. You'll have to con her and just tell her to, we just sit and then put a sheet over the microphone or something. She's very, she was on show with me and she said, this is a TV show called Your Master Chef with Siv and Gacy and that bunch. They did like a SABC 3.
Okay. She
didn't want to come on to it. Oh. So now she says, I'll come and cook, but don't talk to me. So I'm like, well, that's going to be a great show. You know, she says, Dave, this is so much fun, but stop trying to be funny.
Yeah,
that's
on, and I said to her, like, the mics are on, so that gets to, that's on TV.
That's hysterical. That's but she's being very woman. Serious with you.
No, she's the funniest person who doesn't know she's funny. But she was also, she was class clown in the 1950s at school.
Well, what happened?
But now you remember, you're a girl.
She gets so miserable about it.
At Springs, where is she in Boxburg? She's at St. Dominic's.
Yeah.
It's, then nuns looking after you, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Be a funny 15-year-old girl.
Yeah. There,
she got beaten out of her, yeah.
So she used to be funny, but the nuns beat the funny out of her.
Nuns beat the funny out of her. And nuns will do that to you. I've hired, you know, I always open the door for my nun when she leaves.
Oh, my.
Terrible callback.
You like a woman to dress up as a nun.
Oh,
that's,
man,
interesting.
I don't care. But if I can explain to my mom.
Or a man.
If you can explain to my mom how this app works, and I've done this. Right. I've said to get Wi-Fi, go down to the cafe where you live in wherever you live.
Yeah.
I won't say Scottsboro, but she lives there.
Yeah.
And then there's Wi-Fi. So when you go there, that's when you download your 6 podcasts. So you'll go to the road report, you go there, and
but
you
I
get
mean,
your 6.
But I mean, she's your
Wi-Fi
mother. She should be proud of you. She should want to hear what you're up to.
Well, yeah, she kind of not. Just
she
get on with it, Dave.
Should,
you know, it's, my mom's 70 now. She just said, ugh, Dave, just fucking do whatever you want.
Why do we call it Dave's mom's least favorite show?
The guys have got two and a half comedians as the sort of half a show.
Again, give Eric some more credit.
That's Eric's idea.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, you want? He's the half a comedian. No. It's Eric.
Does Eric still want to go to radio?
Eric, I didn't realize Eric's 21. When I was 21, I was like trying to get.
Yeah, but in Boxburg, they always get older than they are.
But I was like a giraffe that just been born when I was 21, not trying to, and I knew I wanted to be a comedian. And I was told by every single person, you won't make money, don't do it, stop trying to do that, go and get a job. And all I wanted to say to them, and this guy's done it, he said, no, I'm going to be a comedian.
Yeah.
He's not trying to go to university and study a thing. And I was told, no, you can't be a graphic designer, you can't be a comedian.
And he is funny.
He's funny, and the weird thing is, he's got this thing, he's got already owns that style.
We put you guys together on that show, you didn't know each other at all.
I didn't know Eric. Obviously, I'd heard about him and he'd done something. But think about it, he only just started. He'd been doing comedy for a year.
Would you have preferred if we'd given you your own choice?
It wouldn't have. No, that would have been, then I would have had. No, I would have had. There'd have been a hooker.
Why don't you bring a hooker in to join you guys?
No, they never really want to. They don't want to drive from Modifantine to Rivonia. You know when it says world travel? That's not true. They don't do that. I'm going to go fetch them.
So Uber her here and back.
That kind of money. Uber's a blowjob from that's 212 rand.
How's the brewery coming?
Oh my god! What?
And you've just frightened Sia. He can't believe you've been serious.
The brewery. The weird thing is, last night I spoke to. We went to the launch of this TV show called Point of Order, which is like one of South Africa's first panel shows.
Tumi Morakia's show. Yeah, it's Zanu's people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And pretty weird because that's a star set product,
right?
And the biggest thing was, how can my mom watch it? I always use my mom's example.
Right.
If she can't watch it, she ain't watching it.
So she doesn't have a star set.
You've got to have that decoder.
Yeah.
So that I'm talking to Warren Robertson. I said, what's happening in the industry? Who's doing what? He said, Dave, I decided long ago never to walk anyone's shadow. No. Warren said, I want to play nicely with everyone. I want to stop having this attitude of like, I won't work with this agent and I don't know this guy and I won't, this doesn't suit me. He just started going, let me go write for these guys. So he phoned these guys called Bunty Hour.
Yeah.
Phoned Kakiso. He said, Kakiso, can I come write for you? Because he said a long time ago I could. And Kakiso said, yeah, come now. So there, Warren writing for Bunty Hour.
All right.
Like, that's the kind of thing
called Bunty Hour.
Well, that's also got into trouble for that. Someone said, how can you call it that? I said, no, Bunty is people.
Yeah.
And Hour is the people hour. So stop giving it what it isn't. Because the Bunty Hour on SABC radio was the hour that they gave to the Bantus
yeah.
for the hour on Springbok
they're
Radio.
Lucky them, they got a whole hour.
Like, that's basically the podcast of us. We also get an hour on your show.
Yeah, we do. We treat you comics as second class citizens. We give you an hour. All right, so we need to come up with a name. If you have any suggestions.
It's not a competition. I can't give you anything.
No, sure, but...
let's throw some names out there, like t-shirt. Drunk Girls
How about,
Welcome. Or...
Yeah, Dave. This is from...
there we go, real people.
Anonymous. Yeah, he says, Dave, call your show The Sewage Tanker, as it's the one show on a Friday which comes and removes all the cuck accumulated during the week and carts it away, making us all feel less tense.
There we go. I'm actually writing these down.
Sewage Tanker.
The Sewage like Tanker. And how do we spell that?
S-E-W-A-G-E.
Okay, cool.
All right.
See, from there, a thing could come from that. Because as you said, you're offloading, you're getting rid of the tension, you're getting rid of these things. So there are things in there that we can find.
Sure.
So, yeah, okay. So.
All right. Any other suggestions are welcome. You can. What's the best way? Tweet? What do you? How do you?
Well,
want
we've got a Facebook page, which is the Gas Comedy. So don't, right. Obviously, if you like it, we're gonna find who you are. We know who you are, and we'll follow you, and we'll watch you.
Right.
We are the watchers. But come onto that page, and give us suggestions on there. And also, we don't really want criticism of the show because we know what we're doing, and we really don't really care what you think.
Let me help you out on this front. Like with this show, if you don't like it, just go away. I'm not going to beg you to stay. And
we're
I don't.
Closing this
in
down.
Fact, I would really appreciate it if anyone who finds us offensive, doesn't like free dialogue, doesn't like a bit of argument every now and then, doesn't like some toilet humor, opinion, occasional political analysis that might not fit into your worldview, just go away. I didn't build this so that I could please everybody. We're going to please people who are broad-minded and people who want to have something different.
And we're here to find out if why hand jobs are 200 rand.
Right. I mean, that's a very good thing to
you
be.
You know the McDonald's, they call it the McDonald's register, where how much is a McDonald's burger in each country? And then you can actually, it's better than a currency.
McDonald's
exchange.
Index.
McDonald's
yeah.
index.
Yeah.
So that would be, why is a hand job in Rivonia Road 200 and in Edenvale, it's a pack of Smarties.
Super, that's got a lot to do with age, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose hanging around at the doors. Okay. So now that's when that lady comes in and says, you're out of my comedy club.
That's it. All right, so go on and let's make this work. If you have any suggestions, then you can get hold of Dave on the Gas Comedy Podcast
and we'll start
until they change that on Facebook. All right, very good. And they'll start with a new name. And let's get this thing going. He can't be driving an old car that someone else gave him anymore.
He's beaten to death.
Yeah.
And with respect like to Dusty, you started something revolutionary, and I think it's incredible that he
that
came to you.
That was his name. I've completely forgotten
Dusty
about
Rich.
It. See, as soon as people get out of my life, I forget that they even existed.
But listen, thanks for giving us the hour. I think it's fantastic.
I'm very excited. Listening on Friday, by the way, I'll say it again, if you missed Friday's show, you missed out big time. It's very, very funny. Two whole hours of these guys just talking to each other. You can eavesdrop on it. It's awesome. All right. We will be back in a moment with Tebow Touch, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. To talk about the launch of Touch HD. That's what it is. And you want to be a part of that. We'll find out exactly what it means for you next. All right. Let's can this. Who cares about Maroon 5 anyway? Tebow Touch is here. The man. How are you, brother?
Woo!
You're good.
What a time to be alive.
Absolutely. Listen, today's the big day. We have a massive launch tonight for Touch HD. This is the new incarnation, the next evolutionary step in what you and I created together, what you've decided to take to another level. It's very exciting, man.
Speaking of create, people don't understand everything started from a point of a conversation, and a conversation is a creation. When you and I spoke, little do we know that we're in a legendary conversation. And now you got to value your conversations with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that day we were aware of what we are creating.
No.
But it was just a creation.
And how many other people would be a part of that journey as well?
It's incredible. To even mention the number, it's doing injustice to it. It's just, it's beyond the officials, the people who are active in the company.
Hey, I see DJ Spoo starting his own channel as well.
And I called him to congratulate
right.
him. Because
the more the merrier.
We need it.
Yeah.
The
Let's take everything away from radio.
Let's be clear with one thing. No, listen, we were all excited. You know, when we move from horses to cars and cars to planes, what's happening in terrestrial to digital,
uh-huh.
it is inevitable. And I picked up the call. I said, Zvu, I'm so happy for you.
Right.
Whoever it is that you're working with, you are just affirming.
Blessings.
Yeah. He's just affirming that this is the way to go, because Netflix, Apple TV are growing by the day.
Mm-hmm.
People want what they want when they want to.
Do you remember the days of like open time? Where you'd get, if you were, I think it was an hour or maybe 2 hours.
Like 5 o'clock on a Sunday, Papa.
And you'd
you
get,
there.
You'd get that little window into how television could be. Then you decided maybe you'd pay those ridiculous rates to get those TV shows. And now satellite TV seems like it's old. You know?
So guess who's one of the guests coming tonight?
Who's coming?
Rian Grijwagen.
Oh, really? You've invited him?
Yes.
Awesome.
The first presenter on TV in this country.
Yo.
Yeah. The first. When TV was switched on. Boom.
All right. Now, there are a lot of questions about Touch HD, and sure. A lot of people want to know what's going on. So I said to them, well, what we'll do is we get you in here and you can answer people's questions.
Okay.
First of all, they want to know what's happening to Touch Central.
Great. So Touch Central is like that when you amplify a product, mm-hmm. and you grow it,
mm-hmm.
from being around for
months, yeah.
And you realize that.
Which was, by the way, just to let people know, that was always going to be
yeah.
the duration of that project.
Remember when we started, we said, we're going to try this for 6 months.
Correct.
6 months later, it has to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot be around anyone. You cannot be around someone who is with progressive energy and don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we were growing at the speed of a bullet, mm-hmm. and we still are.
Yeah.
And we said, we have to make it bigger and go for bigger names. And that's exactly what's happening. So you're bringing in bigger personalities to show that we're not just growing in numbers, but we are also growing as a movement. We're growing, you know, profit. This is a business at the end of the day.
Right.
And you're bringing in people that are going to match the investment. And that's what's happening from Touch Central to Touch HD. You know, it's not the same lineup, but it's the same vision to make sure that whoever that you think is best on the FM platform, their next future home is on a digital platform.
So who's on this lineup? That's the next question people
so
ask.
So I should reveal all of it now, Garrett?
Well,
you're coming out tonight.
Let's go. Let's have some of it.
So
give people a teaser. You don't have to give away everything because we want to drag some of this out
slowly.
So
put it to you this way.
Gently. Let's. Mm-hmm.
I went to them daughter's family. You know, them daughters are the most talented.
Absolutely.
In TV and radio. And the father slaughtered a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is in the Eastern Cape.
No, this is here. Yeah, in Joburg.
Anele's father.
Anele's father. Yeah. Anele's dad. It was an amazing welcome. Mm-hmm. I had Moholi at Anele's house.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you understand, I'm coming for both sisters.
All right. So are we saying?
So I'm saying to you, I went there and it was an amazing dinner / party.
All right.
Okay.
And so I want to give a special shout out to Anele and his sister Tembisa Mdoda. I think I'm in love with Tembisa's gift. I think she's one of the hidden gems in radio.
All right.
And you know, we're gonna make magic.
So are you saying they're on the lineup?
I'm saying the target is beyond that. But I want to make one thing very loud and clear. I was gonna save this for tonight, but you don't want to hear my opening speech. You want me to give it to you for the first 60 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're here for this.
So my opening speech goes this way. You should put this on camera.
Uh-huh.
All right. Record this for us. Yeah.
You got to record this.
Let's get ready.
Because it's unrehearsed. It's just me for the first time with the presence of good people in the media and sponsors to be there. Because I'm tired of answering questions about things that are in my past, but I'll address it for the first time and ever.
All right. Here we go.
So it goes like this. SABC... Metro FM, it's only fair that you give me my right to say goodbye to the listeners.
Because they didn't give you a
my
chance.
My departure was truly brutal, and all I want is to say my goodbye. I'll go back and do one more show to say goodbye to my fans for 12 years, but if until then, I am coming for every talented DJ, radio, personality, TV. One by one, I'm going to poach them. And whatever you're offering them, I'll double the offer. Match the offer or fall back. Period.
And all you want is to say goodbye to your listeners.
How do you have one of your biggest diamond for 12 years and don't give him the right to say goodbye? I was told the day I presented my resignation with 30-day notice that you actually can leave right away simply because I didn't take the offer they were giving me. You don't do that. This is a business. You respect the listeners. You respect the fans. I still go everywhere. I go to the mall. I go to the bank. What happened? People still want to know because I never said goodbye. Can you imagine?
And they're not going to believe what management tell them.
So hashtag.
That's not where the relationship is.
Give Tachi's last show.
All right.
Did you have your last show, Gareth? You can't remember.
Yeah, I did.
But you did?
Yeah, they were very nervous, but we didn't. You're not going to go on there and tear them to pieces. You just want to say goodbye to your
All I'm saying until then, yeah. Robert Marawa and I had dinner.
Yes.
It was an amazing conversation. So you already know where I'm going. I already got two more people who their contracts are signed, by the way.
Okay.
I've got two signed contracts by current standing DJs on their own platform, and they don't even know it. Right now, I'm telling you, I got the document on my phone. I can't get on my drive.
Who can you tell us about? I heard that there was an announcement last week, Glenn Lewis is coming.
It's official.
So that's official.
That is done.
That's a big deal. That's their morning show host. A veteran of radio, a man who can do radio with his eyes closed. Often, in fact, would start his show with his eyes closed because he would sometimes only get there at half past the time he was meant to start. Because he's so good at radio, he can do it from the car.
Gareth, you know very well that you and Glenn were the only surviving warriors in the morning radio. And shout out to Fresh. I know they replaced you with Fresh. But you have to understand that Glenn, no money can buy him. If he's going to believe into a vision and he buys into it. I used to carry Glenn Lewis's bags when he went to the club. I reminded him the other day he was playing in Bloemfontein. And I drove with my friends just to go see him DJ. And when we got there, I asked to come next to the DJ booth. He didn't even know who I was, and I carried his stuff. This is Glenn Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. So if I can go for the head, please believe it.
The rest is going to be easy.
It's done. I'm telling you, I got two signed contracts from their big DJs right now. They better match the offer or fall back.
You know, this is cruel, though.
All I want is my last show, and I'll stop.
But this is very cruel of you because the SABC don't even have money to pay people anymore. They have run out of money. You know that.
They aren't commissioning anything new.
I cannot speak for their finances because I don't know how deep their pockets are. But I can tell you, if they give me my last show, that's like a soul of a warrior being executed somewhere in a foreign land and you cannot
and you
bring
let
him
them
back
bury
home.
Him at home.
You understand what I'm saying? My soul is still hanging in the air. All I want is my last show. But until then, I promise you I'm coming for your man one by one. And they are coming.
Now, Touch HD is going to be a part of this rollout,
right?
And tonight's the big launch.
And you there?
I will, of course, be there. Now, what kind of surprises can we expect, and what are you allowed to reveal at this point? What do you want to keep secret in terms of maybe a music policy format? What can people look forward to here?
So we're opening up with three big partnerships that I'm announcing. From a point of syndication, Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
We got some interesting events. I haven't done a concert in 2 years. The last big thing I did was to bring Mayweather into the country, and since then I haven't done anything. So I said, let's do a nice music concert for lovers only in June, because it's cold and people hardly find love in June. So we're gonna do a beautiful concert with one of the big R&B artists, and I'm announcing it tonight. With the partners on board. But mm-hmm. more than anything else, we're also doing a trip to actual castle of, can I mention Covasie in the show?
Sure.
Okay. We're taking people to the actual, the real, we're going to the real Covasie castle in June. Jarnac. It's called the area in France is Jarnac. I'm taking two listeners with me to Jarnac to see the distillery, the original barrel that first made the Courvoisier.
Wow.
And taste a shot out of it. It's priceless. And for me, beyond all of the incentivizing listeners, we are trying, not even we trying, after the IAB summit,
mm-hmm.
funny enough, our friends who, have been playing arrogant finally, they're opening up conversations around the issues of zero rating platforms.
Oh, good. This is very important. You're talking about the networks.
Talking about the networks.
Right.
And more than anything, when I heard that on Minister Pravin Gordhan's speech that 1.9 billion rands of fiber. It's going to roll out for fiber. I was excited because what it means is you're going to be able to have Wi-Fi in townships, bus stations, everywhere.
And it won't cost people what data costs them on their phones.
So what you're paying now in June 2017, it won't be the same. For data.
Now, people have questions about that too, because they ask me, and they've been asking this morning, what has happened to the Data Must Fall campaign?
Sure.
What happened to that?
So, you know, the last time we robustly approached the networks, one responded. You and I have sat in every network's offices, listening to their reluctancy and listening to some of, Some I'll be honest.
They have challenges too.
They got challenges. We were exposed to privileged information of the cost for them to operate.
Right. There's massive infrastructural stuff. There's maintenance stuff.
A lot. Yeah. So not everybody can have that opportunity to sit in front of Vodacom, MTN, Cell C and see all these challenges. But we were there. But the question is, how do we still continue with the same pricing structure? And I think the intervention of the telecom, the postal service and telecom, Siyabonga Gcwele, and Mam Hlengiwe, with the Professor Hlengiwe, the deputy minister, for them to invite us and say, what would you like us to do to challenge the networks and work with you, activists? I don't even want to say activists, to work with us, citizens of South Africa, so that it's legislated. Until there's that type of an intervention from the postal and telecom services is done, you and I can put a march of 200,000-300,000 people. It's not going to make any change. It's not going to affect. I think what we pulled off is more effective than a march. Just sit around the table.
Marches don't always achieve anything.
No. So the best thing is to sit around the table and put your research, put your argument forth, and have government backing you up. So the next president who's going to win this election is not the one who's going to promise people free housing, free school. It's the one who's going to promise people best data prices than any of the African nations in this continent, because we're still amongst the highest.
And that's what people want. It's a basic human right. They need access to information. They need access to data so that they can live their lives and market their businesses.
If I got access to data, I can make money to build my own small house. If I got access to data, I can put my kids to school. I need to communicate.
Now, people also want to know, is there any beef between Touch and Gareth? Because this is something that the newspapers tried to make up the other day.
So yesterday I missed an
appointment. You and I had been talking to each other every day almost for the last couple of weeks, and now suddenly we've got issues.
I'm not going to disclose my shareholding structure and my business structures to rumors. I don't react to rumors because it's been this way. So what newspapers do, they poke a certain part of you, and you're going to spit out. I've never defended myself to the papers. Yeah. They said SABC lost 15 million. I resigned, right?
Yeah.
Not because they says I resigned to say, if I made you lose 15 million, it's only fair I walk away.
Right.
I walk away, they lose 150 million in their first 3 months. So you cannot live, you cannot be this at this level and react to rumors. You cannot be at this level with this amount of focus and responsibility and react to rumors. After this conversation, you and I have today, we have to talk about plans, things that we're doing. And none of that conversation is stimulated by what people are saying.
No.
I'm not going to take a selfie with you because somebody says you and I are beefing, because I've never taken a selfie with you in the first place. So I feel sorry for those people who feel the need to react. Brian Molefe ended up mentioning that there's a Shabin in Sex and Wealth.
That's another question. Someone wants to know, are you related to Brian Molefe, our future finance minister?
Good question.
The Molefes are a big family, right? Not all of them are related.
No. So I'll put it to you this way. After he gets sworn into office, I might be related to him.
No. Right now, no.
After he gets sworn into office. That's the beauty of you, you know, being Gareth and me being myself, is we don't allow anything to distract us. But the beauty about it is we also gave opportunity to a lot of people in this country to, you know, when I look at the challenges of Cliff Central from 2 years ago till its third year, if you can carry it this far, imagine those who are coming after us, what they can achieve. Because you came into the space when the issue of data was so astronomical, like you don't even want to touch it. And you're still here. And that's what people don't understand. Sometimes, you know, when you look at people who thrived against all odds, and they're still standing today.
Right.
I know what it costs to run this for a month. You know that the challenges we deal with, but we're still here, still smiling, still going back and forth to New York. How was America, by the way?
It's amazing, dude. But I saw stuff there that just reaffirms that we're on the right path, you know?
Yeah.
This is the future. If you aren't on the internet and you aren't on people's, in Africa, if you aren't on people's smartphones, you do not exist,
yeah,
let alone matter. I wish people would wake up to this, those who are still clinging to something that's old and outdated.
Definitely.
It's time for to bring on the new, right? What a time to be alive, you always say.
Hashtag what a time to be alive. I mean, you and I are not going to be here for the next, you know, God forbid, but 50 to 60 years, we're not going to be here. So why live our life like we're going to be here forever? If you got things to do, do it as of yesterday.
Right.
If you got something to say, don't hold back. Because somebody needs to see your resilience. Somebody needs to see that character coming out and say, if Gareth can do it, so can I. Do you know how many talented people on radio better than us? And they're still doing the same thing forever because they're scared of not being comfortable. Some people just want to be comfortable. 28th, my salary's coming in. For how many years? 30 years, really? I feel like some people should own their TV channels. It's okay. Fail on your way to glory, then thrive going nowhere. Woo! I need to tweet that.
That's a quote. I was also like, okay, listen, I will make a note.
All the best for the launch tonight. I'll be there, and we will obviously, we're excited as hell for Touch HD and the launch here. I think it's a terrific new level of evolution for what's going on online. And you know, brother, I've got your back. We wish you the best of luck, and all of us are in this together. You, me, Sbu, and the few pioneers that get what we're doing up front and early. These people who listen to us every day, who know what the future tastes like.
I'm finally writing my book after you.
Good.
I'm inspired. And you know, there's days I remember sitting with you and Rena around the table. And I want to say to everybody, never underestimate the power of a brainstorming session. And keep those notes, because you might have to frame them. I was going through my notes the other day, and I went through one of our conversations. We were brainstorming. We sat in that room, and I look at those notes, and I look at where we are today. It's like 20 years ago, but it was just about 6 months ago. So, you know, I want to give a special thanks to Rena, your team, the people that have followed this movement, Cliff Central, because Cliff Central gave birth to other big giant platforms. So you never underestimate that well that created a pipeline for the water flow that we're witnessing right now. And I have no doubt, you know, that this movement is going places. It's just the beginning, Gareth. We still need to buy buildings. I'm still up for the plan. We need to, you know, it's long overdue, but we got to start crawling. And I think we did so. Now we're running. And as of today, we'll be flying.
Beautiful. Thank you, Touch. Nice to see you, bro. Thank you. Here's what you need to know in the news this morning. Well, the Rand is in trouble again. After doing really well of late, it appears to be on the verge of a free fall again. Naturally, the president is involved, but he couldn't be reached for comment yesterday as he was meeting with his stockbroker. Pravin Gordhan is back in South Africa after an investment tour was cancelled by the president. Gordhan still doesn't know why he's been recalled, but he did turn his phone on after his flight to find a great deal of messages from Brian Molefe asking for keys and computer passwords. And finally, AB de Villiers' new app is available in all good app stores. On it, you can download all his original music for free and get the latest news regarding future test series that he won't be playing in. All right, we will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Have a good day in the company of CliffCentral.com.
We have a new show starting at
Who's
9.
On today? Who's on?
Ah.
Bring it on.
It's what we've been counting down and sort of working towards for weeks. It's a new show brought to you by T-Systems.
All right.
Exactly. It's called Disrupt with Mpumi Nhlapo.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That and more all on the way for you today, live, right here, right now. That's the way we roll. CliffCentral.com.